Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline now, where Tim Murray from VSiN joins us to talk college football and best bets. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So James Franklin getting fired. Yeah. That was something, huh? And is there a betting favorite on who will be the next coach at Penn State?
Yeah, I think you can't bet these, unfortunately, in legal shops. But there are shops in far-off lands that will let you wager on who will be the next head coach of Penn State. It sounds like Matt Rhule is the betting favorite to be the next head coach. He does have ties to Penn State. He went to Penn State. He and the current AD have a tie as well. I'm fascinated to see how this ultimately plays out because, you know, we're in a new day and age, guys, where I was recording the podcast earlier today, the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. My guest, Brett Ciancia, he's from Pennsylvania. And I was curious, you know, what are the locals saying? And they all want Kirk Cignetti, the head coach of Indiana. He's from Pittsburgh. He coached at Pittsburgh. He coached at IU, Pennsylvania. Well, here's the problem, guys. Indiana's going to the playoff.
Yeah.
And he's not going to leave that job during the middle of a playoff run. So you kind of have to find a coach that's not going to be in the playoffs. So very curious to see how Penn State ultimately, what they decide to do. I like Matt Rhule. I think he's a really good coach. Obviously, as mentioned, ties to the program. But yeah, very, very curious to see what ultimately happens. And, you know, based off the results we saw this past weekend in the Big Ten, if you told me a Big Ten coach was going to be fired, I would have said, okay, Luke Fickell got fired.
Right.
Yeah. 37-0 loss to Iowa. Things are toast there. But, man, life comes at you fast. 2.5 weeks ago, they're leading by a touchdown in overtime against Oregon.
Yep.
And now he's fired. So, crazy how this thing all plays out. But, you know, hey, he was once upon a time the coach in waiting at
he
Maryland.
Was.
Maybe he'll be the Maryland head coach at some point down the road.
Speaking of Maryland, Michael Oxley saying after the Terps 34-31 loss to Nebraska, this is not the same old Maryland, Tim, but they've dropped two straight after starting the season 4-0. Where are you on Maryland and Michael Oxley as a whole? And spinning it forward, they're 3.5-point underdogs to UCLA. How do you see that playing out?
You know, I'm curious you guys, your thoughts on the situation, because obviously you're more ingrained in it on the day-to-day than I am. But from afar, the last two results, obviously disappointing. But I think this program seems to be on the up. And, you know, look, you lose a 20-point lead to Washington, it's brutal. You lose a double-digit lead to Nebraska. It's tough to swallow. They did cover both games. I'll just point that out. I know people want wins and losses, but you know, this is a team that's preseason win total was 4.5, and they're 4-2. You're going out to UCLA, and I don't know this honestly. And I'm not just saying this because I'm on with you guys and you know Maryland, but this is one of the more fascinating point spreads of the week because here's why: UCLA was put out to pasture, what, 3 weeks ago. Look, I bet under 1.5 wins on their adjusted win total when they fired Deshaun Foster. I looked at the schedule. I'm like, who are they beating? Are they beating Northwestern? Well, they didn't. Then they beat Penn State. Okay, that's not great. Then I thought it would be a massive letdown spot for them to go across country, noon window, play Michigan State. Nope, destroyed them. Now they're a favorite against Maryland, and I think everybody's going to jump back on this UCLA team. I wonder if this is too much of an overreaction to what we've seen, of UCLA. And also, I'll point this out. Not that UCLA is overlooking anybody nowadays, but they do play Indiana next week, which is kind of a big spot. So I'm really curious to see how Maryland responds to the last two games. They're just honestly having their guts ripped out and letting two wins slip out. But, you know, for Maryland, I don't know about you guys. If they were to make it to a bowl game this year, I think that's a massive success. And you've got a winnable game this weekend against UCLA. You've got Rutgers. You've got Michigan State that I think is winnable. Hell, Michigan at home I don't think is impossible. So, yeah, I mean, I think Maryland still should be optimistic that they can make a bowl game. And I haven't bet it yet, but I would actually lean towards the Terps plus 3.5 here in this spot.
Interesting. We got a lot of inventory between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Speaking of teams under duress that have to travel, What do you think of the fighting Belichick's going to Cal? Is that?
Oh,
I mean, they got a lot of time on that plane to read all the articles about how crappy their coach is.
Yeah, the market kind of likes UNC. This was 11.5. It's down to 10. I just, as I mentioned, recorded a podcast, and my colleague Wes Reynolds kind of likes North Carolina plus the points. It's, you know, is Cal ready to be a double-digit favorite? I don't know, man. This is a game that I don't really want anything to do with. I will say, on Friday night, if we get back to 14, and I think we will, I'm going to hold my nose and take Louisville. Look, Miami is awesome this year. There's no denying that. But you're paying a massive tax on this Miami team. And look, every which way, they've passed the test. Whether it be week one as an underdog to Notre Dame, ace that test. Beating Florida, ace that test. Dominating South Florida. Beating Florida State in a game, let's be honest, was not as close as the final score indicated. So I could be walking into a buzzsaw. I do love Jeff Brohm in the underdog role. You think back to his time at Purdue. That upset win over Ohio State was legendary. So I think you'd be patient if you want to dabble with 14 on Friday night. I'll be looking to back the Louisville Cardinals on Friday night.
Talking with Tim Murray, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Tim, let's go to a game that I know you're interested in, and that's USC Notre Dame coming up Saturday night. USC ranked now 20th in the country, Notre Dame 13. You like anything here?
So I haven't bet this game yet, but let's dive into it. Both these offenses are really, really good. USC showed how good they are at home last week. Now, under Lincoln Riley, on the road against top 25 teams, Lincoln Riley's 0-5 straight up. USC, I believe, has lost 10 straight games on the road against top 25 teams. Notre Dame's won 6 straight against USC at home. Now, you look at this point spread. Let me ask you guys, 9.5, 10, what does that point spread tell you?
They like Notre Dame a lot.
But everybody down on the old Twitter sphere is telling me, oh, that's too many points. 68% of early bets at DraftKings took the points with USC, but yet this number hasn't budged. Actually, it's gone up a little bit. Circa sits at 10, has been sitting at 10 for 2 days. If that was too far, the wise guys would have came in and smacked that and got it back to 9.5. I think Notre Dame is in a desperate spot. They have to win this game. They need style points. And I'll say this too. Marcus Freeman, when he is not happy, tends to get his team to respond. All this talk offseason-wise, Lincoln Riley, I don't know if I want to play Notre Dame moving forward. Notre Dame has been adamant. Anytime, anywhere, we'll play you guys. We will not let this rivalry get away from us. I do think Notre Dame is going to be up for this one. Now, their defense has to be ready for a prolific passing attack. USC dealing with some injuries at the running back position, but they've got some studs at wide receiver. Mekhi Lemon, I think if you like player props, I'm not the biggest player prop guy, but Mekhi Lemon, his receiving props, whatever they are, he could have a big day against Notre Dame in that slot. But I think Notre Dame wins, and if you made me pick it, I would probably lay the chalk with the Irish, too, at under 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What about Bama, Tennessee, Tim? We've seen that point spread come down a little bit. Now it's 7.5 points in favor of the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, revenge spot, Tim, for Alabama. And I thought Alabama going to Missouri in a really, really tricky spot last week was one that impressed me. So, Alabama lost this game last year. They'll be up for it. So, yeah, Alabama certainly one that that jumped out to me. I'll pepper you guys because I imagine we're up against it here. But situationally, we got a couple of ugly dogs that are jumping out to me. Northwestern, after beating Penn State as a 21-point underdog, now they're laying 3.5 against Purdue. I'll take Purdue mm-hmm. plus the 3.5 in this spot. I like Barry Odom a lot, and they should have beat Minnesota last week. A really good one. And massive ACC implications, Duke against Georgia Tech. I think the Blue Devils are the spot here. I like them on the money line. It's like minus 115, minus 120. Pretty high total, so you could also play that one in game. And JLC, I'll give you an ugly one.
Nice.
Let's get to a sandwich spot of the week here. South Florida last Friday night went to Denton, Texas, and put on a show. They won 63-36. And next week, it is a massive G5 showdown. South Florida is at Memphis. Right now, if you look at the betting board, the two teams with the shortest odds to make the college football playoff out of the G5 mm-hmm. are South Florida and Memphis. What do they have to do this week? They got to play the prolific Florida Atlantic Owls, baby. 73 is the total in this game. Highest total of the year. We can get the Owls hooting at +21.5 in a letdown in a sandwich spot for the Bulls. I will hold my nose and hope that my guy Zach Kittley and company can put up enough points to cover this big old number. FAU +21.5 at South Florida.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
They can catch me every Saturday morning, Masson 2, all 3 hours of the VSiN yeah. College Football Tailgate Show on Masson 2. And also, wherever you get your podcasts, the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast will break down the whole Week 8 card. It is a loaded card. Very excited about this upcoming weekend. And you can check out our podcast, 3 episodes each and every week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
All right, boys. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, Ravens assistant coaches that aren't coordinators had the opportunity to speak yesterday. They do this during the bye every year. Pass rushing specialist coach Chuck Smith spoke. What did he have to say about this team, which doesn't get to the quarterback? We'll hear from the coach next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.